Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Think about this. They tell you that 3% of their Planned Parenthood, that 3% of Planned Parenthood's expenses go to just abortions.
Right.
Not true. As a matter of fact, we're going to debunk it right now with this video. Take a look.
America's largest abortion chain, Planned Parenthood, claims over and over and over again that abortion is only 3% of the services that they offer.
That's your self-reported abortion statistic.
3% of all the procedures we provide.
It's in their annual report. It's on their website. And their supporters say it all the time.
And abortions only comprise 3% of Planned Parenthood's health services.
Abortion services only account for about 3%.
Because only 3% of what Planned Parenthood does is abortions.
3% of patients visit Planned Parenthood for a safe and legal abortion.
Here's why that statistic is completely bogus, and why the senior editor of the online magazine Slate said that the 3% stat was the, quote, most meaningless abortion statistic ever, and why the Washington Post fact checker gave Planned Parenthood's 3% statistic three Pinocchios, marking it as, quote, very misleading. Let's look at the numbers. According to their own annual report, Planned Parenthood commits over 300,000 abortions per year. Last year alone, they did 323,999 abortions, which averages to 887 abortions per day, 37 abortions per hour, one abortion every 97 seconds. Again, Planned Parenthood commits one abortion every 97 seconds. But how much of what Planned Parenthood does is abortion? Well, let's divide the number of abortions they do in a year by the number of patients they see in a year. 323,999 abortions for 2.5 million patients means that 1 in 8 patients who walk into Planned Parenthood will undergo an abortion. Not 1 in 33, Elizabeth Warren, 1 in 8. It's easy to see where Planned Parenthood's priorities are. They commit 160 abortions for every one adoption referral. Though Planned Parenthood constantly talks about their breast exams and pap tests, they only do less than 1% of the nation's pap tests and 1.8% of the nation's breast exams, while they do 30.6%, a third, of the nation's abortions. But that's a public relations problem. So Planned Parenthood came up with a creative way to make their big business, abortion, look very small. To get the 3% figure, Planned Parenthood divides abortions by the number of so-called services, which they define as a discrete clinical interaction. And they count all these services equally, regardless of the cost, time, or effort it takes to render that service. So an entire abortion procedure, which can cost from $390 to $1,500, is counted the same as a pregnancy test, which a girl could get at a pharmacy for $10. In this way, Planned Parenthood is able to count 9.4 million services. Divide 323,999 abortions by 9.4 million services, and they get 3%. It's easy to see why this math is completely ridiculous. Say a woman goes to Planned Parenthood to get an abortion. She gets her pregnancy test, the abortion procedure, an STI test, and some contraceptives. In one visit, she gets four services, one of which is the actual abortion. So Planned Parenthood would say that abortion was only 25% of what they did for that woman, who came into the clinic only for an abortion. Well, by this math, even if 100% of Planned Parenthood patients got an abortion, they would still say abortion is only 25% of their services. Such distorted calculations could be used to obscure the purpose of any business. It would be like the NFL saying that because they sold 5 million hot dogs in a season and there were only 256 games, football is only 0.005% of what they do. Or it'd be like a steakhouse saying, actually, steak is only a very small percentage of what we serve because we also serve salad, mashed potatoes, french fries, beer, wine, soda, water, butter, salt, pepper, ketchup, toothpicks, and breath mints. We'd say, yeah, right, you're a steakhouse. Just like Planned Parenthood is an abortion corporation.
I'm as amazed in how, I think about Saul Alinsky, the Rules for Radicals, and they say, you know, if you just repeat a lie long enough. Mm-hmm. And I heard Hillary Clinton saying that. We just saw the people on that particular video debunking this 3% thing for Planned Parenthood. And I remember Warren, Senator Warren, mm-hmm. saying that, and saying we're not going to go back. I had no idea, according to Autumn, that that was a cross-stitch type thing that they were giving to people.
And multiple voices in the media saying the exact same thing.
We just devalue life. It's like all of a sudden we found success in not family and not reproduction and not having you know, more of us. Yeah. And it's just crazy. But think about this. Look at these Planned Parenthood stats right here. According to these stats, Planned Parenthood aborts 323,999 a year children. They kill that many children in the womb. And it's government funded, and they're working on, you know, we'll have that on the program today, defunding Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. As a taxpayer, you should not be paying for that. And realize this, that of all the false gods that God hated the most, it was Moloch, because it was the sacrifice of children. And people were sacrificing children for their own convenience, is what's taking place. Mm-hmm. And so at that $323,999 a year, that comes out to 887 abortions just by Planned Parenthood in America every day. And then that also means, if you take that number, that's 37 abortions an hour.
That's right.
You know, during one of our programs, during our full program, that's 37 children, their life will be ended by Planned Parenthood. And not only that, I said earlier like 40, but it's actually one in every 97 seconds. Mm-hmm. So a minute and a half, basically, another child's life's taken. I mean, God is the creator of life. We're taking what God, I mean, think about that Cain's blood cries out today and what we're doing today for these children. It's like, this has to be, if we want a great awakening and revival in America, we're not going to have it while we're shedding innocent blood. But we got some great new leaders who are focused on, we're going to end abortion, we're going to defund Planned Parenthood, and we're very excited about that. But also, you look at this, if you look at the counties, if you think about the counties or the equivalents of counties here in America, there's 3,144 counties in America, you know, parishes and counties, but it's about 3,144. And you take that 323,999 a year abortions and divide that by the counties. Mm-hmm. That's if you numbered it by counties, that's 103 abortions in every single county. Think about this. They would take those children in this false god Moloch, who was shaped like a bull, and they would take that baby and they'd put that baby alive in the belly of this bull as a metal bull, and then they would heat up the bull and burn the baby, and the horn shape was built in the mouth of this artificial bull, where it was like a speaker system, and you'd hear the squeal and the cry of that baby as that baby died. Well, it's just as evil today as it was back then.
Yeah.
But we're just killing them before they actually catch their breath, you know, in the womb, whether they have not a voice out there. So you're looking at per county, 103 per county. That means 103 just Planned Parenthood. There's more abortions than that. But Planned Parenthood's aborting or sacrificing to Moloch. This evil fragrance is going up for the nostrils of God, and God's going, this has to be dealt with. That comes out to about 8 or 9 abortions a day in every county of America.
Yeah.
Or it comes out to 0.4 abortions every hour in every single county and parish in America. I mean, we have to answer for this. That's why you hear us every single program. We say, dear God, end abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening. Why? Because we're not going to have a third great awakening. We're not going to have the revival that shifts this nation if we don't shift the killing of the children. And just think about this. I think about, you know, Leviticus 18:21. He talked about Moloch here. In Scripture, he says, do not give any of your children to be sacrificed to Moloch. For you must not profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. I mean, he was dealing with that. And, you know, back then it was on a stone. It was in a, you know, a belly of a bronze bull. But just because it's on a stainless steel table with a padded mattress with sheetrock walls in it with a sign out says, you know, Moloch, kill baby here, it doesn't make it any, or it's murder.
Still the same.
We have to end it, you know, and there is forgiveness. But listen, we've got to end it. And we are moving in a direction where abortion is going to be ended.
Yes.
God's going to end it. We're going to have a Supreme Court justice that stands up for life. We're going to have a president who defunds and is for, a vice president is for. And so this is very, very important.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.